1900, first year of the Second World War. His dad came to the Highveld in the gold rush of 1884. One day his dad struck it rich, married Bobby's mom. They moved away from Johannesburg on the Witwatersrand. They bought some land near Zaalclub, the Eerstelingsfontein. He was that Eersteling from which the town was named. But in the year of 1902, when the British came, set fire to the farm, his dad was on the run. They took Bobby and his mother away. Bobby was my best friend, best friend when I was a lad. He was my granddaddy, Bobby was my second dad. And if you looked into those eyes, those blue eyes were racked with pain. Could see the fire and hear the bombs going off again. Now his daddy was a bitter reindeer, and he died on St. Helens. His mommy didn't survive the camps, no one's sure how her life was claimed. Bobby was taken by the servants, and in Johannesburg he was raised. Went to school in Melville, where he learned to speak English, they say. Now Bobby went off to Delverwood in 1914, give his life for the empire, the crown and the king. And Bobby lost his hearing in the trenches on the front line. When he returned in 1918, he was lucky to be alive. Bobby was my best friend, my best friend when I was a lad. He was my granddaddy, Bobby was my second dad. And if you looked into those eyes, those blue eyes were racked with pain. You could see the fire and hear the bombs going off again. Time went by and Bobby grew old. We all lived in a Randburg home. He never said much, just read his books, but he loved me like one of his own. He gave me my first pair of soccer boots, best present that I ever had. He was my granddaddy, and he was my second dad. Now every time I drive on the M4, where the low veld becomes high, by the tunnel at Waterfallbuoven, I see Bobby's face in the sky. And I hear his voice in my mind saying it'll be alright. Stand up and be counted, son, don't give up the fight. Bobby was my best friend, my best friend when I was a lad. He was my granddaddy, and Bobby was my second dad. And if you looked into his eyes, those blue eyes were racked with pain. You could see the fire and hear the bombs going off again.